Hey, 2 weeks ago we had Charles Wood, you called it in the first time before.
But Heckerwood, Chuckerwood, whatever his name is. He's a good looking rooster though, isn't he? He was doing his own modelling early doors. He was just in all the assets. And he is an asset. I'll give him that.
He is. And we had him on for the second time. Vita Drop are doing good things. And we just want to let you know their expressions of interest has gone live for the equity crowdfunding campaign on Venture Crowd. The link will be in the episode description of this episode in Spotify. When you hit the show notes, you'll be able to see that sort of stuff that goes on. But go and check out. They've done some really cool videos. They've got a bit of buzz and noise going about their current capital raise. But we're excited. We've seen their progress. As we said, if you go back and listen to our first episode just from just over a year ago to where they've gone to now, it's so cool to see the progress. It's one of the reasons why we love doing the Funny Business podcast and getting to showcase and highlight some of those companies that are making big waves and making some things happen. And Vita Drop's no different.
I love Vita Drop and you will too. Check it out. Link in the show notes. Good stuff. Hello and welcome to Hot or Not, the best segment on the Funny Business podcast. Your ears are hurting because I yelled, but I don't care because I'm excited. We've got a good list this week and you look good. You're in the flannel. You've done the hair a little bit. You got the beanie. Congratulations.
I was just saying that the beanie's a bit fluffy.
Yeah, like your head at the moment.
You reckon?
Bit fluffy.
I was going to get a haircut this week.
You probably should.
I just haven't. I was going to go short on the sides, leave the length on top.
I thought you would have shaved for the wedding.
Shave my head?
Yeah.
No, I wanted
to shave the sides of the head.
No, I was happy with just whatever.
You're happy with the length?
Happy with the length, yeah.
How did that feel though? Going to your sister's wedding at the same venue, same place you got married. Did it bring back memories? You were wearing the same kit, were you?
I was wearing the same kit as the groomsman.
And wore the wedding dress. Oh no, you lost that, didn't you?
All right, funny stuff.
You did though. You did lose her wedding dress.
No, it was interesting to see. Just it was a weird experience being back there, but not being our thing.
I got with Matilda.
Yeah, with Matilda, it was a bit of a spin out. So, like, seeing people, like, the people who run the venue, it was like, hey, how you going? Oh, this is our daughter now. It was like, well, it's weird. You know?
They really cared about your story? Like, they were invested? Where do you live now, guys?
Maybe a little bit, but it was just a bit too much like, this is your life a little bit.
Yeah.
But it was good. I got to eat heaps of food, which I didn't get to have at our wedding because you don't get to have that when it's your turn.
And you had to read a poem, didn't you?
I had to read a poem.
Tell the story because this is a good one.
It's funny because Em and I asked my sister Alice to read a poem at our wedding, but more just to do a reading as part of the ceremony. We're not religious people, so it was like...
It was a funny thing, wasn't it?
Just do something to feel nice. We want you involved. We want you to read out something nice. It's love your wedding. It's about love.
Yeah.
Anyway, she's obviously held a grudge that I asked her to read something out nice for 4 years, and she asked me to read something... But she didn't classify it as a love poem. She called it a revenge poem. She goes, I'm going to make you read something really uncomfortable.
But it backfired on her because everyone was like, oh, he's a really loving brother. Because she wrote it, yeah?
No. I don't know who was the author, but they picked something and I really tried to deliver it like I cared and it was nice.
You're such a good faker.
But she wouldn't even let me read it beforehand. So it's the first time I've seen it live on the spot, held Matilda in my arm. Yeah. Up on the thing trying to read it out.
Yeah.
But it was a happy day, super happy day for the family. Some really cool photos. Like, obviously, my sister, she had to bring the dogs with her for the day. But one of the photos, it's Matilda walking Jesse, her little dog.
It felt like Matilda's birthday. I'm not going to lie. I looked at some of the photos and I was like, is this Matilda's wedding or what's going
on?
She
loved it.
And she was in every single photo, wasn't she? She was the star of the show.
She was everywhere. Nah,
did she feel the attention getting stolen away from
Alice loved
cute
it.
Baby?
I just think Alice loved it. She had Matilda there. The photo of the photo of Alice, my sister, with dad who's smiling with his biggest grin ever on his face.
Shit eating grin, some would
just
say.
Just so happy with himself. And then... He loved himself sick in his suit. He thought he looked a million.
Did he take selfies in that?
He looked
great. He had a haircut. I noticed that he actually tried.
He went
to the effort.
Yeah, he looked really nice. And then there's Matilda walking Jesse down the aisle. It was a good photo. I feel like it'll be lots of good memories. But anyway.
It was a good day, wasn't it?
Good day, yeah.
And the weather held off.
No rain. Life's good.
No rain. And all good. We had our coffee catch up. This week in Cremorne, which was fun. We dig into that in yesterday's episode. So if you want to hear about our thoughts on that and what the future holds for future coffee catch-ups and all that sort of stuff, dig into yesterday's ep. But another week. It just feels like Groundhog Day. We're in April, which feels weird because I feel like it was 2023 last week.
I can't believe it's – I saw something that was like 2017 is like 8 years ago, 7 years ago, or something like that.
It's weird. It's
weird. It doesn't feel like it's that far. COVID stole that time.
Yeah. Dude. I don't like using the C word anymore.
COVID?
Nah.
Fake.
Just brings me
the
down.
The fake flu, huh?
Oh, whatever. It's just, it takes me back to a time when that was crazy, huh?
Yeah.
Anyway, whatever. Should we get into the list?
Please.
And the thank yous. Marie Leach, thank you very much. You are the bomb. It made the list this week, so I know you'll be happy. Shreddy Eddie. What is he? Did he? He sent a few in, but I just want to know if he made. No, none of he's made the list this
Sorry,
week.
Sorry, Shreddy, mate.
But he's a good dude.
Go back, play well, maybe next week.
Dylan Caton. Thank you so much, brother. You made the list. You'd be happy with that. Fiona Marie Mraz. She'd be spewing because she sent in 8 and didn't make the list. So she's not going to be happy
with
that.
It's not for a lack of trying, but look.
We've done a few of the ones, like vouchers you wanted, but we've done that. But
yeah, you're back in the twos, though.
Introducing yourself to NewNet, we've done that.
As you know, that is?
What?
It's 8 touches, but it's might be 4 or 5 clangers. You know, you keep turning the ball over.
There's a few good ones. All right, another newcomer who made the list this week, and she'll be happy. Gen Z.
Well done.
Congratulations. Sorbet Weather. You'll be a happy boy, mate, because you made the list as well. Mikey Foden. We met in person this week.
Good stuff, Mikey.
He didn't make the list. Ree.jpg. She's got dogs on the bed. We've done that. Ree, I thought you were a long-time listener. You're just not tuning in. I think we done that one 2 years ago. Huh?
2 years ago. Sorry. Sorry, forgot.
Josh Lange, thank you very much. He put down Foxtel, bro. We done that last week.
Come on.
Anyway, one of my ones made the list this week, so thank you very much, me. Jamie Anderson. Using a driver on par threes is the one that he wanted to get out there. And I think he's trying to take the piss out of you, but you landed on the green. So
it's a beautiful shot. I hit a half driver and landed on the green. Plonk.
Hey, Timothy X. James, thank you very much. You are the king. Miles Matho didn't make the list this week, but maybe next time. AR Dixon, he's gone for a suggestion, sliding into the DMs of women out of your league and rizzing them.
There you go. So many suggestions this week.
I don't know about that. And Kay Hicks 101.
Made the list.
She made the list this week. She said she was going to get picked this week. Just. She goes, I'm going to make it this
Only
week.
Just.
And we had to really think to get her in. Go give her a follow, doing some good That's things on Instagram. I don't even know what that word
it
means.
It means you like your favourite friends or family.
Okay. Cohen Co. Hey, you, thank you very much. You didn't make the list this week. And Chris GW, you'd be very happy.
Oh, my God, so many. Thank you. Come on, I've had enough. Start talking.
All right. Number one on the list, owning a gun.
Straight into it.
Have you ever wanted to own a gun? In your M&M hood rat days?
No. I think that it is weird, though, talking to people like my grandparents who grew up. He tells a story of my pop back in the day that when he was at school. Yeah. They used to catch the, like on the tram or on the bus or whatever, and they'd go into the milk bar. They used to have to, they'd carry their guns with them and they'd leave their guns out the front of the store and go in. Oh, how weird is that to think that was Australia back in the day? I think,
big shotties and that.
No, it was like
their, cowboy guns.
They're like rifles.
Oh, right. Yeah, that makes sense. Yeah, I was going to say handguns in the bus, umbrella basket.
I think it was part of like being in the cadets or whatever it might be back
was
then.
Was he a cadet, was he?
Cadets, not scout. Cadets is army. Cadets.
Oh, that's different. Military.
Military yeah. cadet thing.
So they just go to the post office, bang.
Carrying your rifle. It wouldn't be uncommon insane. For people to be walking around with their guns.
When did we stop the gun laws here? Martin Bryant, yeah?
After the Port Arthur Massacre.
Port Arthur Massacre. Went to Port Arthur, actually.
Really?
A bit sad.
I think it's cool that we don't have them. It's also that when these crazy shit's going on in the world, you're like...
No, we can't have unstable people having guns, having access to guns.
A knife's not... Like, if someone's got a knife, I feel like I can get out of the way of a knife.
Well, you've got, at least got more options. Someone can shoot you from 100 meters away.
I think we always forget that like a lot of bad people in Australia have guns.
They still have guns.
Yeah, like they still got them.
Silk Road, baby. I was on the dark web years and years ago and I was like, maybe I could buy a few
guns. VPN. Hey, can I put my credit card in here? Do you mind if I share all my details?
Hey, do you zip pay this?
That's funny.
But I don't know. I don't think I would feel safe with a gun because I'm like, I don't really want it to go off. So I feel like I'm more likely to get shot if I own a gun. Rather than if I didn't. So, but if I lived in a place where everyone else had guns and I didn't, I'd be like, maybe I should get a gun. So I just think lucky we live in Australia and they made the, was it John Howard?
Yeah.
Just
said, I'm going to say.
What are you going to say? Don't sit on the fence. Just say not, bro. You want people to own guns.
You want
people to have the right to have guns.
World's going a bit mad.
Weird.
World's going a bit mad.
Everyone's more mentally ill now.
You're not even allowed to have any, you're not allowed to have pepper spray or nothing in Australia.
Are you?
No.
I find it weird, though, if someone can break into your house and then if you fucking
you
fuck them up.
Too much force.
Yeah, like, come on. Yeah, if there's a home invasion and I kill them, I'm sorry, huh? But there would be some people waiting at the top of the stairs. Oh, yeah, give me a reason, you know?
Mm.
I don't think I'm one of them, but...
Hey, I was just delivering the mail.
Anyway, owning a gun, I think not hot at all.
Yeah, owning a gun, not hot too. Even though I think it's maybe...
You think it's what? Say it's hot then. Be controversial.
I'm not trying to be controversial.
Go on, say what you think.
I don't want people to die.
Yeah, but you don't care if they have a gun.
I think it would change our society a lot. I watch the, like, you see all those articles and that.
For the better or not?
Not for the better, I don't think.
So
we've got pretty safe.
And why are you leaning towards maybe hot then?
Because there's too many things going on at the moment where people...
So you want people to have guns?
No, I don't want the weirdos to have guns.
Yeah, but who defines the weirdos?
No, I don't know. I'm going to say not hot then because it's too much. Too much.
Can't explain myself.
Too much, yeah.
I just want one. I just want to kiss it when I'm in bed. Ivan Milat style. All right, next on the list, getting photos with celebrities, going up to people who, like Kelly Slater, it might be, and going, hey, mate, can I just grab a photo? I think depends who it is. Like if Kelly Slater's rolling past, I'm...
You have to say this is hot. We've talked about this a bit lately. And
yeah.
You're desperado for photos with celebs.
I'm not desperado.
You are.
Name some celebrities who I got photos with.
Oh, plenty, mate.
No, name one.
Huh? You go to footy trainings and watch people train.
Be real and name one.
Huh?
Jordy Smith, but we had him on the pod. So I was like, hey, how celebs? Are you doing? He's a celebrity.
No, but I'm saying that you're desperate who to meet is it, celebrities.
Mate? Who?
You go back.
It's not desperate. It's like if I do socials for our stuff and it's just about
I haven't seen the photo. They're more of this hanging on your wall.
Nah, there's none. But I feel like talking to celebrities. I feel like going up to someone and just being like, hey, love your stuff, and then just not like bothering them besides a 10-second thing.
You've bothered them.
Yeah, I know. But it's just more like I feel like if you bother them with compliments, I feel like it's a good thing. If someone came up to us and said, hey, guys, we'll love funny business.
The other day.
Honestly, what if someone come up and said, hey, love funny business, blah, blah, blah.
Hey, man, thanks for interrupting my day. Hope you keep listening. Just fuck off.
I'd be like, do you want a photo?
I'm going to say not hot.
You're too cool, though. You act like you're too cool
I'm
sometimes.
I'm all right, though.
I used to play footy, so, you know.
I'm all right with the fact that people can get photos and that, but I don't have any interest in running up to someone asking for a photo.
No, creating a memory so that you can look back on and go, hey.
I had the memory. The memory happened in my life. If it's happened, I saw them. That's it.
Yeah.
I don't have to look back on it. I just remember it up top.
I don't think you can.
You've got short-term memory.
You've only got so much room in your brain.
You don't take any photos. It's out. It's one in one ear, out the other.
Did I meet Ben Lee today? I feel like a little bit of name-dropping when we do our guests and stuff.
We've got a lot of photos.
So it's just like, yeah, that's just another one. That's just another one. But I think you're not a big interrupter. I feel like if someone's eating dinner and that, but if I saw like Stone Cold Steve Austin, bro.
Yeah.
I'm going up to him.
While he's eating his sushi with his chopsticks.
We had Shane Warne rock up to your Bucks party, yeah. And our friend Simon walked in the toilet where he was. I don't think there was anyone else in the toilet and slapped him on the ass.
He didn't like
and
that.
And then Warney
sprayed him.
And then Simon came out nearly crying. Like,
yeah.
I think I've upset the king. Okay, you definitely upset the king. What the fuck, bro?
Yeah.
And I think Shane Warne died hating Simon. See, I don't think that's not appropriate, is it?
No, you can't smack people in the ass. Unwarranted, uninvited.
Who is there one that is there one that
was going through his brain?
He was drunk.
Yeah.
Is there any celebrity who you think like? What's the biggest chance of you going up to someone? Kelly, you reckon? For your dad, hey, do you mind if I just can you sing my dad happy birthday?
Nah, never.
You know,
none. Not interrupting unless it's like you're at a table and you're sitting at a thing and they're like sitting across from you like this.
Yeah.
And they look up and they say, hi. I go, hey, mate, how are you?
Yeah, yeah.
And then it's like it's a conversation. Yeah. But I don't want to interrupt other people's life.
I remember when one of Dad's mates used to go into the Hawthorne rooms and shit.
Yeah.
And one day they were playing Brisbane or whatever, and then he went into the Brisbane rooms and he's like, oh, Jonathan Brown on the first. I was talking to him on the phone after just watching him on TV. This is crazy. But I was like 10.
Yeah.
And he's like, how you going, mate? You like the game? I was yeah, man.
Desperate. You're so desperate. It's disgusting. Oh,
whatever. I think it's hot. All you're right. Just too cool, aren't you?
No, sometimes I'm not too cool. I appreciate that what people want to do in their life, but I don't want to do it.
All right. I'm going to say hot. You're going to say not. Next on the list, Tim Naki. Naki. I don't know how to say it, but he bets 10 cents for every Instagram follower, and he's nearly up to 1 million at the moment playing blackjack daily. So yeah,
it's pretty crazy content. We'll share the thing. We don't usually do people, but I feel it's more like
it's following, like him
following
betting
his,
on
his journey and stuff.
Yeah.
Online gambling.
Yeah. Hot.
I think it's
good content.
It's really interesting content.
Yeah. I think Nick Pulse got us into it.
I think it's hot.
Yeah.
Because I think the content, to watch the content and
it's engaging. Will he win? And he's funny. He does a good job.
He's $500,000 up, isn't he?
Yeah, something like that. Yeah. But scary stuff, though. Scary. I don't know how much money he actually has.
When he gets it down to
like, zero. Is that all the money he has? Because then that's scary. But if it's like just a backup, like whatever fund.
Where did he get it from? How did he? I don't know. You're not allowed to do online gambling in Australia. So I think he must be.
He's from I think he's a Kiwi, but he does it in Canada.
It's crazy.
I think so.
It's crazy content. I think it's interesting. I'm going to say hot because I don't mind watching the videos. I find them really engaging.
Online blackjack is sick. Yeah. I remember if this was still like available, like I used to use dad's account all the time and just play.
Yeah.
Like 10 cents a hand.
There you go.
But I thought like you can get some good life skills from online gambling.
Yeah. Resilience.
Yeah. It doesn't always go your way, you know, but some strategy. I think blackjack's, with videos, it's like, what are you hanging around for? What are you hanging around for the end of the video for? He's someone who talks to his audience real smartly.
Yeah.
And does a good
real
job.
Real smartly. There you go.
Is that a good word?
Nah. Smart. Moving on.
Is that not a word?
Real smartly. I don't know.
I don't know. That didn't sound too smart. But
me no smarty.
I'll tag him on Instagram so you can suss out his profile if you haven't already. And go follow him because then he'll just bet more.
Yeah.
So that's smart, isn't it? It's like when I used to get the bonus bets when I signed up new people to Ladbrokes. And I was like, this is
Ponzi scheme.
That's real smartly. next on the list, remakes of old songs. So hearing songs from the 80s, 90s, early 2000s, and then new artists repackaging them and doing it. What do you reckon?
I don't mind a remake.
Has to be good, though. If it's a trash remake and you're building your brand through just another crappy, dancey cover,
then that's harsh.
Like, just get some of your, like, you can make anything you want and you choose to just do a shitty job of someone else's stuff.
Yeah, that's fair, too.
And, you know, when you hear a hook from, and it's like from an old song and they're trying to.
Oh, you know what? There's not really many good remakes I can think off the top of my head that I'm like, I like that.
Nah.
So I'm gonna say not hot. Leave it as is.
I feel like rappers use samples of old songs.
I don't
songs.
Mind samples. Samples different to remakes.
Ones that sound too similar and they're just, I just think that's trying too hard.
Yeah, I agree.
Get some original content.
Yeah.
Unless you're a DJ and then you just.
That's your job.
Have your flair. That is your job. But
I'm gonna say not hot.
This is more like dance tunes.
Yeah, I get
it. Not really like covers. Like bands.
I'm still going not hot.
You're still going not hot.
Yeah.
All right. Me too. All right. Next on the list, friends helping you move. You got a story?
Feel like I've asked you a couple of times and you've helped me. It was you and I have both moved a lot.
Yeah.
And
we've got issues.
Yeah. And I feel like the last couple of times we both moved, it wasn't the call to each other because I think.
You reckon we've exhausted our
options? I think it's just a little bit was a bit like.
We did the last move, didn't we?
Two before that.
I can't even remember.
It was a bit like, I don't know if I can ask him again. I know how sore his back was for about 3 weeks after that.
I don't mind doing that sort of job.
He was walking around. He was very committed to doing it, but I just.
I like actually helping people move because I feel like it's one day or a morning or whatever it is. You can really make a big impact. You can actually help.
Yeah.
Because it is a shit day moving, but it's easier when you got other people helping.
For sure.
And then you pay removalists and it adds up.
It adds up for sure.
Especially when you move every year.
But we did removalists last time and I thought that for $500 or whatever it was.
You liked it?
You have to go and pay $300 for a truck and then you got to do it all yourself.
Yeah.
And I thought for $500.
I don't care.
That's way better.
Yeah.
I don't have to lift any of the stuff. I just point to where it goes and I helped them a bit to get the.
Do you help when you pay someone?
I help because I wanted this to get the job moving a bit. And then they took Smoko and I was like,
See, I don't mind that. When they charge for the hour and then they want to take a smoko in between their job, it's like, no, it's not in between this job. This is the job. And then you go
get a coffee at the end of the job.
But I like how they're like, do you mind if we grab a coffee? Imagine if you're like, yeah, I do.
Yeah.
That's not a good interaction, is
it? No.
Like they're setting you up to fail there. And I feel like that's a good sales tactic, but it's rude.
Yeah, it's rude.
You know?
Yeah, I agree. I think this is hot, but I feel like removalists are better.
Yeah.
Don't rely on your friends to break their bodies.
No, I think that's why you have friends.
All right.
So you can use them up when
they're there. That's fair. I do think it's hot in that sense, but I just think the ask.
And you can have a laugh too.
Hey, once or twice, okay.
Yeah.
3, 4, 5, 6, 7 times you just get new friends, I reckon.
But removalists are strangers, you know?
That's
you don't want strangers in your new house.
Nah,
that's true. You want your friends there.
That's true.
You know? Anyway, whatever. I'm going to say hot. You're going to say?
Hot.
All right. Next on the list, deep fakes. So this is. People taking ChatGPT, AI to the next level and just...
AI-generated photos.
Yeah, videos.
Of people, of videos, or voice, or stuff that you think's real, but it's not.
You can still see that things aren't real with a few of the. Depends on what program. But people can do it well.
They're getting so much closer.
Do you reckon we could get deep fakes to just run our podcast?
At some point, we should and be like able to.
Do our language model. It'll be 100%. That's
love,
so cool.
Love that.
Love that.
Oh, so interesting.
Yeah. Hey, how do you get your real energy
smartly,
back?
Real smartly.
Do you reckon we could get some? They wouldn't have to charge.
Who are
too
you?
Much,
what do you do?
Not
who
much brain
you?
Power.
Yeah, yeah. Who are you? What do you do?
I'd love some deep fakes.
It's sort of halfway through the year. What's on for the rest of the year?
We do have a bit of a formula, don't we? Maybe we could change it up, but we don't have the brain power.
Yeah, no brain power. I think deep fakes are getting harder and harder to understand. The way it'll move in the next couple of years would be really tricky, which I don't like the way it's going because I don't want to have to look at something and then not trust what I see or not trust what I hear.
What is reality?
What is reality? Where do we actually live? Is this the Matrix? Am I in it?
Yeah. I even feel like that with like, yes, video games with all this VR stuff, but I reckon there'll be people where, you know how you see rare cases of people falling in love with like objects and things. I feel lots of people are going to fall in love with like, imagine like OnlyFans people on VR.
I heard one of the Miss Universe AI.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Well, yeah, see, that's
shit.
I've been seeing some accounts go around where they're fake, like it's AI. They're trying to be real people and people, they got massive followings, sponsors and everything.
Yeah.
And like people don't care. It's like, what is reality? Are you talking to a robot? Are you talking to someone better than a person where you feel like they're responding to me instantly? There's no wait time. It's a robot.
It's wild.
Maybe.
Robot friends.
Huh?
Robot friends.
I just think.
Maybe you need to get a few of those.
Well, we played Farmville, Candy Crush and all those things.
Yeah.
I think the next generation are just going to have like
AI friends.
Well, you might go to school. Everyone will be homeschooled, but you'll be in like virtual classes together.
You reckon?
And have avatars.
But you'll be at home. You won't have to mingle with the rest of the students.
I think there'll be opportunities for those type of things to happen in the future. Whether it's a good thing or a bad thing.
Virtual prisons, as I said. I'm going to say deep fakes. I'm going to say not hot.
Really?
Yeah. I don't like where the world's going.
I just think you can't change it though.
No. But what I'm still at. I'm saying I want to fucking change it. I'm just, the episode is hot. Just do I think it's hot or not?
Embrace it.
All right, yeah. Sorry, you changed your mind, yeah.
I reckon if we were to get deep fakes, you'd give yourself less grey hair, I reckon. You'd want a bit more brown in that, wouldn't you? You'd be in the code and trying to change a few things.
Your beard would be less patchy.
I like the patch. I deliberately shaved the patch in. Ashton Where? Kutcher, down here in the sides.
I'm not saying that part. I'm saying I'm saying that the rest of the thing's still very patchy. When's it going to fill out?
I've always wanted a patchy beard. Really? That is the look. Ashton Kutcher, baby.
I'm not saying patchy wear intentional shave between the connection piece. I'm saying that.
Do you like that though?
It's not as thick as you think it is.
No, because I just shaved it too. Sometimes I look back on the photos and it's like real thick. There's no shape to it. And I'm like, this doesn't look healthy, professional or smartly.
A bit pubic hair face.
Yeah. And I look back on photos like, did I look like that?
Yeah, you did.
And I was just like, we went out together. There's no pride around. In appearance or anything like that. All puffy up. Cheeked and
clean yourself up.
Mean too many dumplings. But deep fakes, I'm going to say hot.
Yeah.
Embrace the change.
I'm going to say not hot.
Embrace the world, Rob, you know. Next on the list, window seat. Do you like it? Do you hate it?
You and I fight over this quite frequently, but I never get it because you're a bit of a sore loser, sook.
Mm.
And you demand the window seat.
I don't demand it.
As if like.
I just think it's expected.
As if you're going to get. Oh, I might get car sick or something. Or I might get like, why do you...
Because I'm not up and about. I don't go to the toilet much. Like if I'm on a plane or anything like that, I'm... But I'm just saying, I know for a fact that I don't get up.
On the train on the V-line, you demand the window seat. I just don't even ask for it
now. I don't demand it.
Expect it.
I expect it.
It's crazy.
But
You don't like to share it. I had it one time and you were really like... Exactly. I reckon you
didn't. But it's like people having sides of the bed, bro.
You didn't
I'm the window seat guy.
You barely said a word on the way home because I had the window seat. You held a grudge the whole trip home.
Well, I'm like, where do I lay my head?
Yeah.
Where do I drift off when Rob starts talking? You know, do I head towards the aisle and they're just like, what's going on?
Too many people looking at me. I've got too much. I don't mind.
I feel like if you get the aisle seat, though, you can spread your legs out a bit.
Nah,
more.
Not really. Because I always get people walking around.
The worst is the middle seat on a plane and you sit next to a stranger. That can fuck right off. Because then you're like, you don't talk to them either, do you?
I'm not desperate for the window seat, if I'm honest.
That's what I mean. You're not desperate. Where I really appreciate it. I think you know that I really like it and enjoy it.
Yeah.
So you're like, hey, you can have that.
I do. That's not one thing. I don't make it a thing. You know, I'm not.
It's like, you can have
it. I'm not competing with you for the window seat. I know that you want it and I'll let you have it.
It's good, isn't it?
Every time, and sometimes even I get to the seat first, I stop and I let you in.
Yeah. Thanks, mate.
Yeah, it's like, yeah, because it's an expectation.
You were lucky you didn't have the window seat when we were on the plane and that guy started smashing your bag with your laptop in it. Because you would have lounged out of your thing.
I was ready to fucking smash him.
I've never seen you so angry. And me and you had tough boy attitudes. You had said a few things. They were like, fucking kill you.
I said a few things. Let him know. He had his head down, big 6'2" gorilla.
Well, do you want it? Nah, boy. Just put it back where it fucking was, huh?
Oh, just put your head down,
mate. Start crushing my laptop.
Put your head down.
You didn't like it.
It was a testosterone off and I won.
Oh, yeah, all right. Big dick energy. What's this one? You scared him in front of his wife and kids, you dog.
Oh, he's the one bringing attitude out in the plane. Just relax, man. Get your plane on time.
Window seat, I'm going to say hot. You're going to say?
I'm going to say hot.
All right. Next on the list, godparents. Does Tilly have any godparents?
No.
Do you?
We're not religious people, so I don't have any godparents either.
But is it guard next of kin? Things?
Don't have that.
No.
No. I think it's just straight up, godparents is a religious thing. It's a Christian thing. It's where we don't have
it. Well, I've got godparents, but I was baptized Church of All Angels, so it means you can just choose.
Yeah, yeah.
So I'm nothing yet because I haven't chose. But I've got godparents who I've never really met.
There you go.
I think I told you the story. Jake Lever's dad.
Yeah, yeah.
Him and dad were friends back in the day.
Hey, where's it? Hey, get a bit more active in my life, mate.
If anything happens, you look after me.
Yeah. I turn up at his doorstep. Something happens now, you turn up at all, you say, hey, adopt me. Hey, mate, you're 32 years old. You live in your own house.
Jake, my brother. How are you?
That's funny.
Nah. I feel like I'd be Tilly's godparent, though.
Em's a godparent.
Yeah.
One of her friend's kids.
Yeah.
Which I think's quite, I think it's a nice thing to be asked. If you get asked, it's nice.
I think you should ask me.
Yeah?
Yeah. I feel like I'd be good. Tilly loves me.
I would say not hot, but I'm going to...
Maybe don't call them godparents. Just be call them like...
Next of kin if something goes wrong. Next of kin.
Death parents. You know, if you... I've got you.
All right.
I reckon I'd be good though, just quietly, because Tilly loves me. I feel like we'd eat fucking cereal all day.
I just wanted to be a bit healthier though.
She'd be healthy. She'd be happy.
Yeah.
Happy is healthy, isn't it?
Happy is healthy.
Huh? I'll let her stay up past 5 o'clock.
I love the concept, but I don't have any, so I have to say not hot.
Yeah, I'm going to say hot.
Even though yours are such a big active participant in your life.
I'll start going to church, if you want me to. Next on the list, going to an event when sick. Depends what event.
And depends what type of sickness. If you have something that's...
COVID.
COVID, if we're talking about that, I feel like not on. There was for a period of time there where now I think we're at the point where a little bit of a sniffle.
Is it COVID? Is it not? Who cares?
Everyone's going to get their immunity back up a bit.
Yeah. Like Sweden said from day one, just hurt them.
Yeah. Right? Work people, though. Going to work sick.
Yeah.
I think that's you can avoid that.
Yeah. Yeah. If you can. But there's sometimes where you can't.
Like if I was had a little bit of a sniffle, I didn't go to Alice's wedding. I feel like that'd be.
It'd be weak.
It's a bit much, isn't it?
You should be like, you had the flu. Like I'd. You
could have just turned up. But I feel like people don't like that as much anymore. The whole tough it out now is not as, like, it's not the same.
No, I think there was an expectation of how sick are you?
Yeah, yeah.
And, like, calling up, like, oh, you sound pretty healthy.
But people use it as an excuse a lot, though.
I feel like that's a massive excuse. If you don't want to go somewhere, it's easy just
to
think of others and be like, I don't want to get anyone else
sick. It's a good way to blame others, isn't it?
And, like, that's number one in your excuse book, isn't it?
Haven't been sick for a while.
No. Haven't you?
Got a bit of a sniffle at the moment, maybe, but not really.
Depends what you got on.
I haven't been
sick in
ages.
What have we got on tomorrow? What are you going to do?
I haven't been sick in so long, bro. Touch wood.
The dog ate my laptop.
Nah.
I just feel like if you're really sick, you're not that fun anyway. Like you don't want to be there and just be like, I'm hanging on.
Oh, you were sick a few weeks back and didn't we hear about it? You were just.
I think I cover it up pretty well.
Nah, you just.
It's hard with what we do. Podcasts, yeah. Video calls we can sort of get up for, even though we're struggling. It's like. Like we were saying before, we don't take many sick days.
Yeah, but if you're sore, sick or achy, oh my God, you're the grumpiest person.
I'm not grumpy.
You are. Me and Tails talk about it all the time.
I'm not grumpy.
When we come in and it's like, ooh, he's in one of those moods again. It's embarrassing. She's looking at me going, it's your turn to go deal with it. And I'm going, nah, you should have. Didn't you put more pep in his step before I got here, Tails, you know? We have to deal with this.
Yeah. Well, who feels happy when they're sick?
Yeah, no, but you don't have to be angry at us.
I'm not angry. I'm not upbeat.
It's not my fault.
I'm sorry that normally I'm a 10 out of 10 with energy and stuff. It's like high expectations. I go back down to what everyone else is like and everyone's like, what's wrong?
It's like I haven't given you the window seat. You know, that's how you act.
Temper tantrum.
Yeah.
I feel like I'm a pretty good sharer. I feel like I take on a lot of other people's problems.
All right, mate. It's not a This Is Your Life episode. I'm going to say going to party sick, not hot.
Not hot. Yeah. I'm going to lean towards that as well. Yeah,
don't spread germs.
No. But if you're a little bit sick, do it.
If you want to go, then go.
Don't let that be. Use it an excuse or go.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. All right, last on the list. What do you reckon of low-rise jeans?
They're back. Not early.
Low-riders.
90s, 2000 jeans that sit really low on the waist.
Mm.
Below the hips, not above the hips or on the hips.
Yeah. Below.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I'm thinking like Christina Aguilera, Britney Spears. Yeah,
they're back.
Destiny's Child type of
There's less fabric.
Less fabric. It's normally accompanied by a belly button ring, isn't it?
It's an aggressive mid-rift showing.
See, I like that. If you got the body, flaunt it, I reckon. I had a six-pack, I'd wear low-rise jeans.
It'd be weird if both you and I were wearing crop tops with low-rise jeans.
I don't reckon it's that weird anymore. I feel like people would just be like, yeah, duh. You know?
So you reckon it's just a normal...
I think things
have changed. We wouldn't even get a second look now?
I don't think so. Have you seen many male low-rise jeans?
Probably.
I used to work with a guy and he had a big one, yeah?
Yeah.
And he used to wear the low-rise, like, globe ones, like the ones you... And no undies and that. So it's just like a full hog, like a big sausage roll in the skinny jeans. But they were low-rise, you know, when you can always see the pubes at the top. And you're going, I reckon some people like that look, though. It's like that model look, you know, when they got the hands in the pockets, you got the few pubes hanging out the top.
Have you been holding that wrestling figurine this whole episode?
No, I just picked it up. Why?
That's crazy. 40-year-old version. I'm sorry, I just got distracted. Locke's literally, who's that?
The Rock.
You got a little rock
wrestling figurine.
You're just playing Brahma around, moving his legs and arms. It's like Dilly has a bunch of dolls in that.
Or fidgety.
It's crazy.
What do you think of low-rise jeans? Does it turn you on?
No, I don't know.
When you see a bit of that walking around, are you just like, yeah, hot?
I think the fashion's back. They all come in cycles. I'm going to say hot because it's in at the moment.
Yeah, nice safe answer.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm going to say hot. Looks sexy.
There you go.
Does look sexy. I feel like I might start wearing them.
Hey, well, before we go, if you haven't heard it at the start of this episode, go check out what all the fuss is about, VitaDrop's all about. Link in the show notes. I'll stutter my way through this.
I'll do that. Don't worry about that.
Yeah, you'll do that in the thing. But we had Charlie on the pod last week for the second time. If you want to learn more about the VitaDrop story, hopefully, if Locke does his job properly, he might even put the link to the previous episode in the show notes too. Is that too much to ask?
No, look, I can do that. It'll take me an extra 1 minute, but I don't know.
Perfect.
Maybe I'll show you how to do it and then you can do it.
Awesome. Well, have a great week and see you next time.